Hi, it's Dave. So, wow, this episode is going to be an interesting one for sure. So the markets are going crazy. We have lots of uncertainty, volatility. People are scared out there, and I understand. For me, I want to share kind of what I'm thinking and why I continue to hold Tesla. Now, first of all, this is not financial advice. Nothing I say I'm intending for, you know, for others to actually do what I'm doing. This is just a stream of consciousness, as all my videos are, and I'm just trying to share kind of my thinking. Obviously, there are risks with each stock, with each investment that you make, and everyone has to make their own decisions based upon their risk profile and their personal situations. So my approach to investing, I like to kind of combine the qualitative and the quantitative angles, right? And oftentimes people talk about, you know, the qualitative aspects of, let's say, Tesla and their competitive advantage, their various moats and how they're innovating, etc. But I want to focus this video on the numbers and more of the quantitative side. I want to look at kind of the past four quarters. I want to look at the next four quarters and even into 2023, because these numbers really give me personal confidence in Tesla's trajectory, especially in the midst of these uncertain times. All right, let's go ahead. And the first topic I'm going to talk about is the past four quarters. And I've got a few points here. So first, let's go ahead and look at gross margin expansion here for the past four quarters. We started out Q4 2020 at 24% auto gross margin, 26.5%, 28.4%. Last quarter is 30.5%. Now, this is including automotive regulatory credits right here, right? But I think in Q4 2021, which we'll report just in a few days, I think we'll hit probably close to 32% auto gross margin. Now, this will be probably over 30% gross margin without regulatory credits. Now, this is crazy, just the gross margin expansion you see here. Second off, take a look at Tesla's delivery and revenue numbers here. So they're growing extremely fast, right? Look at deliveries from 180,000, 8184, 201, 241, and 308. Right, just in a period of 1 year. And what that does is it grows the revenues tremendously. So you'll see auto revenues go from $9 billion to probably $15 billion or more this quarter. All right, third thing is look at the operating margin here. A year ago, we had 5.4%, right? 5.7% operating margin, up to 11%, 14%. I'm projecting close to probably around 18% operating margin. Now, for a company to go from 5% to 18% operating margin just within a period of a year is insanity, right? These numbers are bonkers. Number four point here is this profits, these margins, they're done without sales and marketing, which is amazing. It's remarkable. I can go on hours and hours how crazy this is. There's probably no company at this size, right, that is not spending a decent chunk of change on sales and marketing, which impacts their profitability. But Tesla here has removed that huge line item, and it's they're still growing. It's fantastic. And number five point here is if you look at the adjusted EBITDA number here, we're going from $1.85 billion adjusted EBITDA, 2.5, 3.2. I'm expecting around $4 billion in adjusted EBITDA this quarter. This is just in one quarter. That would be a $16 billion annual run rate for adjusted EBITDA. All right, those are some past points. All right, let's move on to the second section of points here. This is a Q4, which I think will likely be an upside surprise. So first off, I think these gross margins of 1.8% or around 32% is going to be not just impressive, but it's remarkable. And it's possible to do over 30% without regulatory credits, right? Auto gross margins. This is insanity. And I think it really shows, like, yeah, can Tesla, you know, continue this? And we'll look at that in a second. Second point here with Q4 is they've got 18% operating margins. This is my expectations. Now, this is crazy. And as long as, you know, Tesla keeps this operating expense, right, line item, I put it at $1.78 billion in check, then a lot of this gross profit just flows directly to the bottom line into, yeah, net profits here. And that's why, for example, in Q4, reporting this week, you have a significant growth in income. So you have GAAP income 2.6 about and non-GAAP income of 3.1. But let's track this for the past 4 months. You're going non-GAAP income just a year ago at $900 million, under a billion. And you're within a course of a year, it jumps to over $3 billion in non-GAAP income. And when you extrapolate this in the future, it gets even crazier. All right, so we hit the past four quarters, we hit Q4 Q4 some points. Now let's look into 2022, and I want to go over a few points of what is interesting, exciting about 2022 here. All right, first off, look at the growing deliveries for quarter after quarter. And what this means is the revenue for each quarter is going to grow significantly too. I have, you know, let's say deliveries at about 1.6 million. I think they could beat that, but I want to, you know, be somewhat reasonable. And when you have such fast growing deliveries and fast growing revenues, check this out, 15 billion to let's say 24 billion within a course of a year, just auto revenues, right? What's going to happen is you're probably going to have upside in gross margin. I'm kind of being somewhat, you know, I wouldn't say conservative, but reasonable here where, you know, I think gross margin can slightly tick up. I think there could be upside if FSD margins and uptake, take rate increase, et cetera. But let's say they stick around, right? Q4 gross margin numbers, maybe slightly tick up a little toward the end of the year. Then what we got is we have a situation where the operating margin is going to expand like crazy. And the reason why is Tesla's operating expenses don't increase that much. Going from $1.8 billion to $2.2 billion in the course of a year. I think that's decently reasonable. With those assumptions, you're looking at operating margin going from basically 18%, possibly this quarter, to almost 22% by the end of the year. And if you look at operating income, it goes from $3 billion, let's say this quarter, reporting this week, all the way to $5.7 billion just in the course of four quarters. Now, this type of operating profit growth, especially at this scale, is not very common. It's really phenomenal. And if you look at adjusted EBITDA down here, it's going from $4 billion perhaps this quarter all the way to $6.2 billion. I'm looking at adjusted EBITDA for the fiscal year of 2022 at about $20.6 billion. Now, this is, these are big numbers, right? Operating income for 2022 is $18 billion estimated, according to my estimates. Tesla is showing their operating leverage, and we're in kind of that mid-cycle right now, or even kind of in the first third or so of really showing what the operating leverage is all about. My big thesis since many years ago has been that Tesla is an overlooked kind of lucrative business model that people aren't completely getting. They're not getting how lean their operating expenses really are. And I think it's going to show in 2022. All right, so let's look out to 2023 here. And this is kind of why, you know, I'm holding personally, and why I'm so bullish personally on the stock myself. Now, there are going to be obviously, you know, short-term, mid-term, ups and downs, volatility. No one knows, right, in the short term where the stock will go. So I don't want to predict the short-term stock price per se. I'm just saying personally in my kind of, you know, thinking, in my stream of consciousness, I look out to numbers as one of the core reasons why, you know, I think, you know, positively on Tesla's trajectory over the next couple of years. All right, so looking out to 2023. Now, the further out you go, the estimates are going to be less accurate, and it's because there's more variables at stake. We're relying more on assumptions, and those assumptions change, right, the future kind of numbers drastically. That said, now, if you look at Q4 2023 numbers here, now, I'm projecting, let's say they actually are able to do 2.5 million cars in fiscal year 2023. Now, of course, a lot can go wrong. Maybe they don't deliver that many cars. But I'm also assuming, hey, maybe ASP stays the same because maybe FSD take rate kind of increases. That increases, you know, or keeps the price kind of around 50,000, even though they might release a lower price model by the end of 2023, possibly. And I'm assuming gross margin stays relatively the same, around 33-34% throughout that year, even though, yeah, it could go up because, yeah, FSD, there's a lot at stake, right? If people like it and they really take it, because it's like basically 100% almost, you know, margin off of that. On the downside, yeah, there could be some risks where, you know, let's say new car, used car prices go down. Let's say Tesla has to lower their prices. So there could be some risks with margin. But anyways, that said, you look at total revenues, we have $136 billion for the year, possibly. Operating income, now this is a big, huge thing. I'm constantly looking at it, going from $6.5 billion to $9.4 billion by the end of the year, and ending the year at $32 billion in operating profit. Now this is going to become, yeah, Tesla likely become one of the most profitable companies, right? At that point, and one of the fastest growing companies as well. So you've got to factor in that as well. Now, one of the crazy things is this operating margin line item. So if we end the year in 2020, 2 at 21.7% operating margin or so. We go out and I'm looking at an operating margin of, let's say, 24.3% or so. And this is just factoring operating expenses going up 6% every quarter or so. If Tesla actually does 24% operating margin, I'm not sure if there's really anybody, I wouldn't say anybody, maybe there's a few people out there, but the bulk, the vast, vast bulk of investors in Wall Street and everyone out there is not expecting 24% operating margins by the end of 2023. This is actually ludicrous. I'm actually kind of hesitant to share these numbers because they seem so crazy. No auto company is even fathoming ever in their wildest dreams, right, trying to get mid 20% operating margins, right? This is insanity. Now, I'm not saying this is 100% guaranteed, but I'm just saying work out your own numbers. I'm working out my numbers here, right? And everyone has different assumptions. But yeah, if Tesla can keep their gross margins relatively high and keep their operating expenses relatively low, you've got this crazy operating margin number possibly in 2023. Now, the growth though is not stopping at 2023, and that's the crazy thing. Tesla is trying to get to 20 million cars by 2030, and this is an industry that is very, very difficult to enter, right? This is not some type of easy, per se, I wouldn't say easy, but a software, you know, field where you could go in and tackle. This is a very complex, right, industry where you're dealing with thousands of suppliers, and it's typically low margin. There's high liability, right? People are, as an auto company, you're sued by people even 5 or 10 years after the product is sold. It's like insanity. And it's cyclical for many automakers where, right, in the good economic years, there's a boom. When it's down big. And so this type of industry, it's not very, I guess, appealing. And there aren't really many big competitors in terms of fast-moving, innovative tech leaders, right, trying to take the markets that Tesla is in. So you've got an extremely kind of great competitive situation. The other thing is Tesla has created a very vertically integrated business here, right? So they're not just making the software for the cars. That's why they could pivot with all these microprocessors and chips, et cetera, with the supply chain crisis. They're making the machines that are, right, making a lot of the batteries and different parts of the car. They're restructuring, right, how the car is made. They're making battery cells themselves. They're doing the software for full self-driving. They're doing like the whole package. They own their own stores, their own service centers, their own supercharger locations. So this type of vertical integrated business is extremely hard to replicate. But if it's done right, you can have amazing margins, amazing competitive advantage. And the great thing is they're investing heavily into the next generation technology, which is, I think, real world AI, right? Navigating the real world through autonomous, not just driving technologies, but AI that can navigate a robot and can teach a robot to actually probably think and do many of the things that humans do, but perhaps even better over time. So anyways, I think all of these are the reasons why, you know, I hold Tesla, why I'm not anxious, right, to dump my position just because, let's say, other people are doing it or there's a lot of market fear. I think we're in the midst of a turning point in Tesla's kind of trajectory as a company. And this is the turning point where Tesla's numbers are showing for real, right? They're showing how big of a cash cow, what type of leverage this business model really has, that Tesla has right now. And I think it's an exciting time. In terms of short-term price movements, yeah, you know, anything can happen. It's anyone's guess, right? Tesla could go down, it could go up, who knows? But one perspective that kind of helps me and has helped me over the years is a lot of people try to maximize the ups and the downs, right, of stock movements. And it's extremely hard. And they end up sometimes, you know, obviously not making the right decision. In my opinion, I think if you've got a great growth company, this is just my own perspective, I'm okay with just riding only the up. Meaning, yeah, the stock's going to go up and down maybe massively over the years. But if it's a great, great generational company with, you know, generational products and a great business model, the total sum of the zero to whatever, you know, positive stock gain over, let's say, 10, 15, 20 years is going to be immense. And I don't have to be so concerned with trying to time and maximize the ups and downs of every movement, which I think can be a fool's errand for a lot of people. Anyways, I hope this has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like, and subscribe. All my videos can be found as an audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. All right, we'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.